Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Samach Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Samach Dalet Amud Beis. Three lines from the bottom, Amar Abaye. In our previous shiur, Mishnah, the Gemara, had taught us a machloikas or meir or Rabbi Yossi, when somebody has made a statement that he's being Mekadosh's oldest daughter, youngest daughter, Gdoila, Ketana, what was meant and what was not meant. Says the Gemara begins Abaye by teaching us, Amar Abaye, the machloikas that we learned between Ramei and Rabbi Yossi, what was possibly meant or not, is only in a situation, b'shtei kitei bonus, when somebody has two pairs of daughters. And Ramei says, and there's two older daughters, and then there's two younger daughters, then there's the second marriage, the two daughters who are younger than the two older daughters, and we're not quite certain whom he included or not. Ramei says all three who are older than the youngest one, maybe the Begdaila, if he said Gedaila, and all three who are younger than the oldest one, maybe including Ketana. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, the oldest means the oldest, the youngest means the youngest. That, says Abaye, that machlokes that we just learned, is only b'shtei kitei bonus when there are two pairs of daughters. Aval b'kasachas, if there's only one set of children that were born from this couple, from a man and a from a couple, Aval kasachas devrihakol, when he says gedoila, he means the oldest of the group, gedoila mamish, and when he says ketana, he means ketana mamish, the youngest of the group. And if he meant the middle one, emtsos, if he meant the middle one, v'shma karala, he would call her emtsos. And if he didn't call her emtsos, that's not whom he meant. Amar lei Rav Adaba Masan Labaya. So he asks, Abaye Elamat, according to what you just taught us, emtsos shebeknas shniya, that if that's the case, when the case that a Mishnah does speak about, where we spoke about the two pairs of daughters, and when he said gedoila, we don't know that he mean the oldest, or did he mean any of the others? The only one that we know he did not mean is the youngest. But if you're saying now, he says to Abaye, that anybody who's in the middle is called emtsos, so if that's the case, emtsos shebekashnia, the middle one from this group, tishtri, answers the Gemara, you're right. Hachav ma'iskinan. The Mishnah is speaking about a case, she'ein sham el gedoila v'ketana. The Mishnah is speaking about a case that there is no middle one. But if there would be a middle daughter in these groups, she would not be part of the question. And says the Gemara, hachnami mistabra, it makes sense to explain that that's the way to learn the Mishnah. Dem isa de'ika, if indeed there were more girls in this group, he would have said, listen, he should have mentioned those groups, those women. And the fact that they're not mentioned is clearly an indication that there is no such person in the Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, Tameich, according to what you're saying, if there is no Emtsos in our Mishnah. Because if there were an Emtsos in the Mishnah, she would have been mentioned, Emtsos Shebekas Rishoina, the middle one in the older group, the whether he said gedoila, whether he said ketana, vade sveika, vasirle, that one maybe is usher because she's older than anyone in the younger group. And was she mentioned? Answers the Gemara, hachi hashta. That's not a question. Hasam, when we speak about the first group, tana ketana didali sura, the tana says that the youngest one, even of this group, is Asur, even though he used the word Gedoila, because since she's older than anyone in the younger group, she may be considered the Gedoila. Shehu Adin Lachtik Shishimine, and certainly anyone older than the youngest woman, youngest girl in the older group, who's certainly older than anyone in the youngest group, is included. Hachaba, when we speak about the second group, Imisa de Ika, if there was a middle girl, the way we learned the Mishnah is that there are only two girls in the younger group. Im Isa Deka, if there were more than two girls in the younger group, Nisni, we should have mentioned her as well, because and say if you hold that she may be considered Gedoyla, and the reason she may be considered Gedoyla is because she's older, because she's Gedoyla, because she's older than anybody in the than the sister below her, why wasn't it mentioned? The Mishnah is not, the reason she's not mentioned, because there is no such woman in our Mishnah. For if there were such a woman in our Mishnah, she would have been mentioned, and she would have been mentioned, according to Baya, she would not be part of the question. Amalai, Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua, according to what you're saying, Amalai Rav Huna Breid Rav Shua L'Rava, according to Abaya, who says that the middle girl of the younger group could certainly not be considered the Gedoyla for Pesach, as we discussed at the end of our previous shiur, based on the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, where somebody said, Ad Pnei HaPesach, that I'll be also by nor from somebody Ad Pnei HaPesach, the Kikas Tachas Dami, that it's considered like one long group. Because the way we explained in our previous shiur, what might it mean when we say Ad Pnei Pesach? What it might mean is that it's every day is before the next day. So just like when we say there are a number of daughters, so Abaye says we don't mean the middle ones. So too, when somebody's saying Pnei Pesach, the middle days of Pesach should not be included. But yet we find that the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim, as we quoted in yesterday's shiur, teaches us that there is a machlokes from Meir Rabbi Yosi by Pesach as well. Did he mean every day of Pesach, and every day is the day before the next day? Or did he mean only till Pesach comes, or till Pesach is over? Says the Gemara, Amalei, you can't compare the case of Pesach to the case with the daughters. Hasam, Belishna de Alma Kamilfki. The question there is a much more different type of a question. There the question is, when somebody uses the words apnei Pesach, Belishna de Alma Kamilfki, the question is, when somebody uses those kind of words, what does he mean? Mars of Rame's opinion means, apnei Pesach, when he uses that kind of a wording, he means until Pesach is coming. Omar, so Avraham Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that when somebody uses the word apnei Pesach, he means ad mifnei Pesach, until Pesach is completely over. So it's really not connected to what we're discussing, because we're discussing which person that I mean, the oldest, the youngest, whatever. That's when he's speaking about his daughters. But when he's speaking about Pesach, it's not what did he mean. Is what does this wording mean in the world? And it's a very different type of situation. It says the Mishnah Yom Le'isha. A man approaches a woman and says, Kiddashticha, I married you. V'hi maris, and she says, Lo kiddashtani, it never happened. So the halach is, says the Mishnah, Hu asa b'krevis aha, he may not marry her relatives, because according to him, those relatives are ever to him. They're the relatives of his wife's sisters, mother, children. V'hi, but she, Mutaris B'Krevav, may marry his relatives. So Rashi explains that why is this the halacha? So Rashi introduces to the concept that is mentioned in Shas, and that is Shavya Nafshe Keticha Desura. Once he declares that this woman is his wife, so he's declaring that this woman is also to him, because Shavya Nafshe Keticha Desura. So now the Rishonim and Achronim explain what is the explanation for saying Shavya Nafshe Keticha Desura. The Trumas Kri says that it's a svara. There's no special halachic principle involved in Shavya Nafshe Keticha Desura. He says it's a svara. If you're saying that you're married to this woman, being married to the woman means that you're usher to her relatives. The Shah Melech says and others say that the Shavya Nashach HaTichdi Surah is a nether. It should be viewed as a nether. Once I said that I'm married to this woman, so when I'm making a nether, it's as if I'm making a nether that I can't marry this woman. And the Chasam Sofer says, what's the nafgamina between these two pshatim? The halacha, it will be, well, the shaila will be when I know that this is really not true. If it's a shavi nafshach atichadei surah, so that I made a nether. If it's only because there's a svara that we should accept what he says, so when I know that that's not the case, and I'll expand on that in a moment, then the halacha will be that I should be, that I should, then I should not have to follow what I said because I know it's not true. Another nafkamina will be where there are edim against what I said. If we said that it works because of a svara, so the edim cannot be stronger than the edim are certainly stronger than the svara. And since the edim are stronger than the svara, what I said falls away. But if we say that shavya nafshach atichad yisura is because of a nether, then it wouldn't make a difference. The nether is a nether that I took upon myself. There's an interesting tshuva in the Shalos HaTshuvos HaRamah, Simon Beis. There was a woman who was unfortunately miscarrying very often towards the end of a pregnancy. And she was concerned that this was happening because of an ayin hara. So what she one time did when she became pregnant is that instead of people thinking and saying that she's pregnant, she told everyone she's not pregnant. And the real and truth is she was pregnant, but she was saying it that nobody should think differently about her. And the question is that, is she allowed to have relations with her husband? Shavya nafshach atichad desura. She's saying that she's seeing a period, and therefore she's certainly not pregnant, but she only said it in order that people shouldn't think that she's pregnant and cause an ayin hara. So the Ramah in that Shalos HaTshuvos says that whenever an amasla is given to a word, then we don't have, whenever she has a fair excuse, we believe what she says, we believe her now, even though it's contradictory to what she said previously. And the best proof he brings is from Yitzchak and Rivka. We know when Yitzchak came to Avimelech, he said that Rivka Achoisihi is my sister. And then Avimelech said, but I saw you had relations with her, as the Pasuk says. V'yashkev Avimelech ba'ara chaloin, v'yavi hine Yitzchak, misakech es Rivka ishtoi. So Avimelech challenged him, how are you having relations with a woman who is your sister? And what did Yitzchak say? There's an amasla. She said it because she knew what kind of people are here. But the Kli Chemda says that we don't really have to say over here that there was an amasla. It's much, much more fundamental, says the Kli Chemda. When he and she both know that what he's saying is not true, so then it's not an amasla. An amasla is when we can't understand what's happening here. But when we know that what's being said was said for a specific reason, then that's not even a situation of an amasla. There is an interesting question that the Chushuki Chem discusses. He says there was a situation that a woman says that she's married and this man married her. But the man knows that this is not the woman that he married. And he's refusing, even though she claims that you did marry me, he's refusing to give her a get. And the reason he's refusing to give her a get, because he doesn't want to lose the potential of being able to marry her relatives. So the question is that, can he say, he knows he never married her, can he say that that they got divorced? And even though he didn't give a get, he'll say it just that she should stop thinking that she's married to him and stop this entire cycle. So the questions here are, one is that even though he knows that he's not married to her, but she thinks she's married to him. And now he's saying something that's not true. Is that allowed to be said? So the Chazon Ish discusses, what's the halacha if two Edom, question that we just spoke about, two Edom come and say that a piece of meat is not kosher. But I know for certain that this piece of meat is kosher. Am I allowed to eat that meat? So the Chazon Ish said, I'm allowed to eat that meat. I'm not allowed to serve that meat to anyone else. So what do we see? That even though I know the truth, and because I know the truth, I can act accordingly. That's only for me, myself. But if the halacha says that as far as other people are concerned, my word is not good enough, this being the case here, I'm saying that I know the meat is kosher. But since there are two Edom who are saying that the meat is not kosher, and halacha we know, of course, that two Edom are very believed, I don't have that ability to say that the meat is kosher and other people should be allowed to eat it. Moreover, especially if we say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Din B'Surah, is a nether. So once this woman said that she is Osir, and he wants to say that that might be a Nafkamina, if we say Shavya Nafshe Chaticha Din B'Surah, so this woman made a nether that this man is Osir to me, whatever repercussions that means. He, by knowing the truth, can't undo the nether she made. And since he can't undo the nether she made, he cannot mislead her, even though that he knows what he's doing is not really to be considered misleading. Continues the Mishnah. He Ameris, the reverse situation. He Ameris, she says, Kiddushtani, I know I am married to you. I'm not married to you. The loch is humut b'krevesah. He may marry her relatives. However, he is Surah B'Kroivav. She may not marry his relatives. Kiddushticha. If a person says to a woman, I married you, via marriage like Kiddushti, El Biti, you didn't marry me, you married my daughter. Who asked B'Krovis Gedoyla? He may not marry the relatives of his of the mother, Ugdal Mataris Bakraivov, but she may marry his relatives. Humat Bakraivis Katana, because he never admitted that he married the daughter. Viktana Mataris Bakraivov, even though the mother is saying that I married you off to this man, you were married to this man, the mother has no such namanas. If a man says to a woman, Kidashti Espitech, I married your daughter, Vihi Imeris, and she says, Loikadashti Ella Isi, you married me. So who also Bakravis Katana? He may not marry any relatives of the daughter, because he's saying that she's his wife. Katana's Matas Bakrava, but the daughter may marry his relatives, as we started the Mishnah. He doesn't have namanas as far as she is concerned. And Humata Bakravis Kadaila, he may marry the relatives of the mother, because he's not admitting and he's saying, I never married her. But the mother may not marry his relatives because she's saying, I married you. So we began the Mishnah. Her Maris, we had all the various cases of the Mishnah. And the question that the Gemara asks, that if the Mishnah began said with the principle that a person could say something and Shavya Nafshe Chaticha De Surah, it will affect him, but it should not be able to affect the person whom he spoke about. So the Gemara's question is, why do we have to have it in both cases? That when he's saying it about the wife, or the wife is saying it about him? Answers the Gemara v'tzricha. The Ishmin Gabi today, if we only had the case by the man that we don't believe him to say that she's married to him even though when she says she's not, the husband doesn't have a problem by saying that you're married to me, even though by saying that he becomes usher in all of his relatives, but that a man can be married to every other woman, and a man can be married to multiple women. Mikra v'yomar. And therefore, he could say, I married you, when it's really not the case. Aval ihi, but a wife, a woman, will not just say that she's married to the man. Ema will say, Iv lav de kimla b'dibura, if she were not certain what she's saying is true, loyavas amra, she wouldn't have said it, because she knows by saying that she's married to this man, she can't marry anyone else. Kamash Malan teaches us the Mishnah that we don't say that, and it goes in both directions. She can't, what she says, she can only affect herself. She can't affect the husband, the man, and so too, vice versa. We learned in the Mishnah, the next part of the Mishnah, where he says, Kiddashticha, I married you, v'hi I married, you didn't marry me, you only married my daughter. So the halacha is that he can't marry her relatives because he's saying you're my wife, but she can marry his relatives. So ask the Gemara, Hasulamali, isn't this a continuation of the what the Mishnah said? And as I saw, the Mefarshim explained that the Gemara's question should be understood that if he can't make his statement, can't affect her if she's denying it, it certainly should not be able to affect the daughter who he's not even saying anything about. Itzrich. Sakadat Chamina, we would think that as we learned in our previous shiurim, the Torah said, Midaraisa him nerachman alav, the Torah gave namanas to a father, as we learned yesterday, based on the pasuk of Asbiti Nasati Lisha Zeli Isha. Midrabanon, maybe we would say that the Rabbanon extended that namanas to the mother as well. The mother extended it to her. And I saw the Tosfos Rosh explains, why would we think so? So the Tosfos Rosh explains that just like we see the Midaraisa, only the father has a right to marry off his daughter. But we've learned so many times that if unfortunately the father is not here, the father died, the Chazal, gave the ability to the mother and brothers to marry her off. So maybe the same thing should be said regarding the namanus. Yes, the namanus that the Torah gives is to a father to say that his daughter is married, etc. But maybe that's only, maybe the Rabbanon extended that namanus to the mother as well, and therefore, in the case of our Mishnah, when the mother says that I marry off my daughter, she ought to believe. She ought to be believed. We would think, based on what she says, the daughter should become Aser, Kamash Malan. We learned in the Mishnah, where he said, Kedashti Spitech, where he claims that I married your daughter. And she says, it wasn't my daughter whom you married. It was me that you married. So the Mishnah said, that he's also in the relatives of the daughter, and she's also, but not in the relatives of the mother, and the mother's also in his relatives. So ask the Gemara, Sulamali, this is just a repetition of the same principle. Why was it mentioned? Answers the Gemara, Adat Tani Ha, Tana Miha. Indeed, says the Gemara, there is no Chiddush in this case. The only reason it was mentioned, and the only reason it's mentioned, is because to be symmetrical and tell us both situations. And as we just learned, the other case, there is a Chiddush. Itmar. So, our Mishnah discusses a case where the man says, I'm not married to you. The woman claims that you did marry me. That, and at this point, the halacha is that the woman has to get a get, because according to her, she's married. So as far as that is concerned, Itmar. Rava Amar, Rav says, Koifin, we force the husband to give a get. V'shmul Amar, V'shmul says, Mavakshim, we ask him to give a get. Ask the Gemara exactly regarding which situation were Rav and Shmuel speaking about and what did they mean. Ahai, Ilema Aresha, it was speaking about the first case where a man said that I'm married to you and she says I'm not married to you. Why would Rav and Shmuel require a get? By requiring a get, she will become us and his relatives. There's no reason to say that we should force him to give a get. There's no reason that we should ask for a get. She, according to her, her position is not married. And since it's only he who's saying you married me, so there's no two Edom. So she should be, she could live with anybody she wants. Why is there a need for a get? It says the Gemara is talking about, Rav and Shmuel was speaking about the Sefer. Where a woman said, you married me. And as we learned, as far as she's concerned, Shavya Nafsha Chaticha Di Sura, she is a married woman. And that's the case where Rav and Shmuel speak about asking for get. Bishlam Avakshin, Shmuel is a position that we ask. L'chai is very understood because we want this woman not to remain an aguna because according to her, she's married. She can't get married to anyone else unless she gets a get. So we're asking the husband, this man, please give her a get because otherwise she'll be stuck. Ella, Kaifin, Amai. How, asked the Gemara, could Rav suggest that we force him to give a get? Why can he not say, L'nichle ditz b'kreva, by me giving the get, I'm never going to be allowed to marry her relatives because I'm sort of announcing that I agreed that I was married to her. Why should we put a person into that position? Says the Gemara, Ella shmatza ahadod yitma. Says the Gemara, the way to understand is that not a machloikus Rav and Shmuel, but rather the way to understand is as follows. Am Shmuel, we ask this man, mevakshim menu litin get, we ask him to give a get, and furthermore, v'amar rabim nosan get ma'atzmoy, if, however, he didn't do it because we forced him to give the get, but he gave the get on his own free will, so that's an admission. That's an admission that he is married to her. And as the Rashbah says, he can't come and claim, well, I only did it because I'm a nice person. And I did it because I saw the plight of this woman. Once he, on his own, explains the Rashbah, the Gemara is saying, gave the get, we look at that as an admission that he was indeed married to her. And since he's admitting that he was married to her, the halacha is that when a couple gets divorced, the husband has to pay out the ksuba. It says the Gemara Itma Nami, Amar of Acha bar Ada Amar Rav, Vamalei Amar of Acha bar Ada Amar Rav Hamnuna Amar Rav, Kaifim of Action. So the question is, Kaifim of Action don't work together. Kaifim means we force. Of Action means we ask. Tarti, how do we understand Kaifim of Action? Rather, says the Gemara, what it means is this, Hachkamer. Mevakshim en alitin get. He says, I'm not married to you. But we ask him to please give a get, so this woman should not remain an aguna. And furthermore, but if he gave the get on his own, that we view as a admission of having given the, having been married to her, and that's why Kaifin Aseli thinks Suba. So here, our Gemara introduced an interesting concept. The concept was that we asked the man who really believes that he doesn't have to give a get to please give the get because otherwise this woman will be stuck remaining in aguna because in her mind she is married and obviously cannot get remarried without a get. So the Chashuk Echemet discusses a situation where there was a person, a father, who passed away. And this father owned a home. And the home that this father owned had two floors. The floor, about a floor and an older floor, an upper floor. And the two sons that he left, one was unfortunately an individual who couldn't climb stairs. So he says, let me have the bottom floor of the home. And you, Baruch Hashem, are able to walk. You should have the older floor, upper floor. The brother says, I don't have to necessarily give you to agree to this because even though currently we're in that situation, but I don't know what's going to be in the future. And there may be a day that I too will have difficulty walking. And why should I give up the rights to the bottom floor apartment? Because we have to think about eventualities. And he says, isn't our Gemara clearly an indication that the halacha is concerned about eventualities? Because our Gemara said that the man could say, we have to ask him to please give a get, because he's saying, my giving a get could actually be to my detriment, because now by giving a get, I'm never going to be allowed to marry any of those relatives. So is it the same or not? So at first glance, it seems to be the same. But he wants to suggest that an apartment and the ability to get into an apartment is not really identical to a wife. He seems to say, as far up, that getting married is hard enough. And since getting married is difficult enough, you don't want to limit the pool of women that you can marry. So by giving a get, what you're doing is you're going to become usher to all the women. You're going to become usher to all of her relatives. When it comes to an apartment, there are people who unfortunately have difficulty walking but still can reach apartments. And therefore, it isn't something that should be, it's not the same. But I think perhaps what he's trying to say is as follows. It's not just that he's going to become usher to this woman's relatives. There's another element. There's a point that people don't want to marry a man who's divorced. So when he gives the get, what he's doing is, even though he's only doing it because of her statement, he's really, in his mind, was never married, never divorced, all of these considerations, all of those points are not here. But people don't know that. And the Gemara is really saying that people don't know that. Because the Gemara is saying that we're treating this woman as his full-fledged grusha, that he's not allowed to marry her relatives. So he's not just diminishing his chances in Shidduchim because he can't marry this woman's relatives. He's also diminishing his chances in Shidduchim because he now is considered a gorush, an individual who was divorced. That's not something that we could force somebody to do. But a brother making room for that is younger, there's a brother who unfortunately cannot get up the steps, should be able to have the apartment that he could easily get now up to the upper apartment, saying that, well, who knows what the future brings and I may not be able to get to the upper apartment is not the same. And therefore, he says the halacha is that the younger brothers has a very strong claim. Continues the Gemara, Amar Yehuda, HaMekadosh Beit Echad. So we, of course, know that in order to affect the Kedushin, we have to have two Eidim. What will be the halacha, HaMekadosh Beit Echad? He only had one Eid at the Kedushin. Says Rabbi Yehuda, Ein Choshin L'Kedushav. We don't have to be concerned about it. It's completely ignored. Bamnei Rabbi Yehuda. So now they ask the following question. What will be the halacha if Shnei Moedim? That both of them agree that indeed that they got married. What will be the halacha? Is an Eid Echad going to be considered something or not? Shnei Moedim Mai. What will be the halacha in such a situation? In V'loi, so Yehuda, as he answered, said yes. He said no. Rafi Biyodei. He wasn't able to really give a clear answer, what would be the halacha in such a situation? Itmar, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, HaMekadosh Beit Echad, if somebody did Kedusha with Ein Echad, Ein Choshin L'Kedusha, we don't have to be concerned. But Film Shnei Moedim, even if the husband and wife agree that they actually did get married. Ask the Gemara, Esei Rav Rav Nachman, that if there's only an Ein Echad, even though both of them agree, we could completely ignore it. We learned in the Mishnah, Hai Melisha Kedashtiich, if a man says to the woman, I married you. V'I marries, and she says, Loi Kedashtani, it's not true. So then, as we've learned, Hu Asa B'Krevis Seho, he may not marry her relatives, because according to him, he's married to her. V'imataris B'Kreva, but she can marry his relatives, because she is saying, I never married you. So what is the case? Ideka Edim, if there are Edim that could testify that they're married, I may mutar b'krevav. Why would she be mutter? The Edim are saying that she's married to him. V'delaka Edim, and if there are no Edim, I may aser b'krevav seha. Why would she be aser? Why would he, the man, in the case that we just mentioned, be aser and her relatives? There's no kedusha without Edim. Elalav must be speaking about, says the Gemara, that there was an Eid Echad. And therefore, the woman who says, I never got married, the Eid Echad is not going to be something to be concerned about. He, whoever says, the husband who's saying, I am married, and there's an Eid Echad backing that up, then we have to be concerned. So isn't this clearly an indication that an Eid Echad does make a difference? Says the Maral, no. Hacha b'mayiskinan. The case of our Mishnah is going to be the Amalah that the husband says, Kedashticha, Kedashtich b'fnei plenty and plenty. I married you. I married you in front of Edom. But these Edom, Hochul Hamam Dinasyam, went overseas. And in fact, the Achroinim say, if it wasn't such a case, or in the world that we live in, where it's easy to contact people anywhere in the world, we would have to contact them and determine what is indeed happened. But what happened here was, in that world where Edom went to Medina Siam, there was no way to communicate with them. And that's why he says, I'm fully married to you, and she says differently. Eisvei, so again, Rav Nachman said that Kedusha with an Eid Echad mean nothing, even when the husband and wife are both agreeing that they got married. So ask the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Masechta Gittin da pei aleph amen aleph. Somebody divorces his wife, and afterwards they were alone in a place where they sleep. There's no need to give another get. The original get stands. We need not be concerned that they got remarried. They now have to give another get. So now the Gemara analyzes, exactly what was the case that's being discussed here? Edik Edom. If there are Edom that they had relations, my Tamad Beis Shammai, why would Beis Shammai not be concerned? And Beis Shammai say, why would Beis Shammai say that no get is required? V'deleka Edom, if there are no Edom, my Tamad Beis Hillel, why would Beis Hillel be concerned that they're married? Elalav, it must be referring to a situation where there's an Eid Echad. And Beis Hillel is concerned about an Eid Echad, and that's why he needs another get. And Beis Shammai is not concerned about an Eid Echad. Ask the Gemara, Ulotameich, if that's the case that we're discussing, Amos Sefer, let's continue learning that Mishnah. Umaydim, Beis Hillel agrees to Beis Shammai, B'nizgarshim and Erisin, that they only had Erisin, then even Beis Hillel will agree, and then they had a get from the Erisin. And then they're alone in this hotel, Shen Shichim and a get. Sheni, there is no need for a second get. Why? Neshein li b'gaspa. Because they never had that level of familiarity because they only had Erisin. If we're going to say that the basis of Beis Hillel's opinion is, because Beis Hillel gives authority and credence to an Eid Echad, that's the basis of Beis Hillel's opinion. So what's the difference if they had only Erisin or they had Nesuin? Malimin Erisin, Malimin Nesuin, says the Gemara. The case of that Mishnah is referring to a situation. There were Edom that sort of secluded. However, there are no Edom that could say that we saw that they had relations. Beshami's opinion is, just because there was Eid Yichud is no reason to believe that there was Bia. Beis Hillel's opinion is, Amrinan, the fact that we saw Yichud, hey nein edi Yichud, hey nein edi Bia, the fact that there was Yichud is an indication there was Bia. And now the Gemara continues, Amoidim, Beis Hillel agrees, Vadai, Shinizgarshim and Erisin, when there was only Erisin, there we don't say, Loi Amrinan, hein edi Yichud, hein edi Bia, that we don't say that just because there was Yichud, there must have been Bia. Why? Neshe ain't leave a gospel. Explains the Gemara. Beis Hillel's principle is that this couple were familiar with each other. They were once married. And when they're alone, all of those emotions come back. And therefore, it's most likely that they had relations again. And as the Ritva explains, Ein Adam Oysa Bilasa Bilaznus. So if we assume there was relations, and on top of assuming that they must have had relations, we also add the mention that if they had relations, he doesn't want to make his bia a bia's nus. He wants to do it, that it should be done in a halachically acceptable manner, and he certainly meant to marry her. So there's a very interesting machloikis achroinim. the basis of our Gemara, as the Ritva just said, is because Ein Adam Oyser Bilosa Bizl Snus. Why will be the halacha where we see that this person doesn't care about these types of situations? The best example we could give is a person who lived with his wife when they weren't married, a person who wasn't careful about Taras Mishpacha. If the principle of our Gemara is Ein Adam Oyser Bilosa Bilos Nus, here we know that this person is not an observant person. He did be the representative of Aveira. So maybe there Beis Hillel will agree that we don't say, Hein Hein Edi Yichud, Hein Hein Edi Bia. Or, some Achroinim suggest, that it doesn't make a difference. Beis Hillel established a halachic principle that we say, Hein Hein Edi Yichud, Hein Hein Edi Bia, under all circumstances. And since they say it in all circumstances, the halacha will be that they're considered married. But if there was only Erison, so they never had this level of closeness, we don't assume that they had Bia. And since we don't assume that they had Bia, then the halacha is we don't have to be concerned that they had Bia and that they're married. The same question about this principle that we're saying of Ein Adam Oyser Bilos Bilos Nus would come up if somebody was alone with a single woman, or somebody had relations with a single woman. Do we assume that they're married because Ein Adam Oyser Bilos Bilos Nus, or is the fact that how did you have relations with a woman that you weren't married? You're obviously not a person that's really concerned about the halacha. And if you're obviously not a person who's concerned about the halacha, I won't apply to you the concept of Ein Adam Oyser Bilos Bilos Nus. So our Gemara returns to the subject that we spoke about, HaMekadosh Be'ed Echad. Omer Yitzchak Bar Shmuel Bar Maris Meshmei Derav. HaMekadosh Be'ed Echad, if there was only an Eid Echad by the Kedushin, Ein Cheshin L'Kedushin, we don't have to be concerned, but feel in Shnei Moedim, even if both are agreeing that they were married. Omer Rabba Babahana, Mekadosh Be'ed Echad, if there's only an Eid Echad by the Kedushin, Be'edina Rabba, the great Bezdin, which is going to be identified in a moment, Amri Ein Cheshin L'Kedushin, we don't need to be concerned. Ask the Gemara, my Be'edina Rabba, who is the Be'edina Rabba? Says the Gemara, it's Rav. Rav is the one that paskins that a Kedusha with Ein Echad need not be reckoned with. Vikad Emri, Amr Rav Abba Rav Hun Amr Rav, HaMekadosh Be'ed Echad, Be'edina Rabba, Amri Ein Cheshin L'Kedushin, and my Be'edina Rabba, who is the Be'edina Rabba? Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, so we're learning now that Eid Echad is ignored when we speak about Kedushin. The Braisa says, speaks about a case. Shnayim Shabar Medina Sayyam. Two men came from Medina Sayyam, whom we don't know. Vish Imam, and there's a woman with them as well. The Chivili Imam, and they're carrying a package of money, of valuables. Zaymer, one of the men says, Zu Ishti, this is my wife. The Zu Avdi, and the other man, the woman here is my wife, and the other man here is my Eved Kanani. Vizaimer, and the other man here says, Zu Ishti, this is my wife. Vizavdi, and this is my Eved. The Zu Chavilasi, and this package belongs to me. Isha Maris, and the woman says, El Shnei Avodai, both of these men are my servants, Avdodim Kananim, the Chavila Shemi. So what happens here? Says the Braisa, Tzricha get Shnei Gitim. She needs to get a get from each one of these men, because according to her, they're her husbands, and each one is admitting that she's their wife, so we gave a get. And Goyvik Subasa, and she collects her ksuba mina chavila. So there's a machlaikis rishonim, two machlaikis rishonim, how many ksubas does she collect? Some rishonim says she collects one ksuba, because each man is only, we have to also take into consideration not just what she's saying, but what he's saying. And each one is saying that she's my wife. So she's only entitled to one ksuba. And the other rishonim that say, since both of them are saying that you're married to me, and she's saying I'm married to both of them, she's entitled to two ksubas. Furthermore, Rashi says, whatever amount she's getting for the ksuba, one
the value of one ksuba or the value of two ksubas, let's say there's leftover money, valuables in this chavila, what is done with that leftover money? So Rashi says, and the halacha is, and this money is that it should be left until Eliyahu Navi comes and is able to identify what is the status here. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that the leftover money is Chaltim. So now the Gemara tries to understand what is the story here. Hechidami, Ida Islay Sadi Lahai, if there are Edom backing up the claim of one of these men, Vislay Sadi Lahai, and there are Edom backing up the claim of the other man, how could we accept, asked the Gemara, Mi Matzo Amra, how could she say El Shnei Avodai, that these are my two Avodim, the Chavila Shali, and it's my package, then when there are Edom clearly saying against what she said, El Olav, what must be the case? Beit Echad, there's an Eid Echad backing up everybody's case. So we see that a claim that's backed up with Eid Echad is to be considered. The Tisbara, ask the Gemara, even if we're going to say, ask the Gemara, that an Eid Echad is given credence, the Eid Echad is not giving credence when there's somebody denying what he said. And if they each only have an Eid Echad backing up the claim, Eid Echad Bechasha, when there's somebody claiming against what the Eid Echad said, Mehemen, does he have any value? Says the Gemara, L'mishla Alma. The question here is letting this woman marry someone else. The Kohamel Pliga the Shari, even if she doesn't get a get, she could get married. Vacha, here the question is, Vacha Hakakamer. The question here is about the money. And the Bryce is teaching us, Tzricha get them, these two men should give her a get if they want to. Kedei Ligmas Ksubasim and Chavila, that she should at that point be able to collect her Ksuba. Ramehi, and it's preparing it's going according to the opinion of Rameya, Dama Matatum Shtabdi L'Ksuba. We have a Machloikas Masech L'Ksuba, if only Karka is obligated to pay off a Ksuba obligation, even Matatlin. And here we're filing the opinion that even Matatlin could be collected from a Ksuba. There's a Machloikas Rishonim, if we say Matatlin Gavya Matatlin Shtabdi L'Ksuba, that we also say that the matatlin of Yisoymim, a father died, he owes his wife a ksuba. The Yisoymim, Yash matatlin, is included in the concept of matatlin, Shabdil ksuba, also matatlin of Yisoymim. Says the Mamai Havala. So we've been having a discussion about a Mekadosh Beit Echad. So the Gemara wants to know what is the halacha. Rav Kahama, Amma Ein Chayshin L'Kedushim, we ignored Rav Papa, Amma Chayshin L'Kedushim. Amalei Rav Ashi, L'Rav Kahana. My Daitach, why do you say that we can ignore it? The Yalfa Davar Mimaman, because the Torah says Apishnei Edim Apishleish Edim Yakum Davar. Ask the Gemara Imal Hal Hadars Baldin Kamei Edim. But when I admit that I owe something, then we don't need Edim. It's as good as 100 Edim. So why don't we say by Kedushin Afkan? Why don't we say by Kedushin Hadars Baldin Kamei Edim Amalei? So Rav Kahana says to Rav Ashi, Hosom l'kachayv l'achrina. When I say I owe you money, I'm not hurting anyone else. I say that I owe you money and I'm taking money out of my pocket to pay you. Hocha, when the husband and wife, in this case, kachayv l'achrina, because she can't marry anybody else and the relatives become a consideration and therefore it's a very different situation. Says the Gemara, Ma'azutra v'ravat of Savya, Benedra Mari Bar Issa. Poling Nechsaiba Hadei Dodim. They had assets in partnership, and then they dissolved the partnership, and they divided the assets. Oslo Kamedir Vashi, Amrle, Apishne, but this was all done without Edom. Amrle, and they asked him, the Torah says Apishne Edom, Apishloshen Yakum Dover, Amrachmana, and that only means that they boil a header, that if they want to retract the they can't retract against what Edom is saying clearly happened, but we're not looking to retract. And therefore, the fact that we did not have any Edom should be immaterial. Maybe what it means to say is that you need Edom to make something happen. And since we need Edom to make something happen, then there weren't Edom. Even though we're not looking to undo anything, it doesn't make a difference. So the Tzais makes the following point. He says, a financial transaction doesn't require Edom. A Kedushin, as the Tzais, so the halacha should be that Edom shouldn't be required to make the Kedushin effective. So why by Kedushin, if we're learning Kedushin from Mammon, the Dava Erev from Mammon, as the Tzais, so just like by Dava B'Shabbat Mammon, the halacha is that would add Edom, it's still a valid transaction. The same thing should be by Kedushin. So says the Tzais that the halacha actually requires any transaction, not just a Dava Shabbat Erev, even a financial transaction, to have Edom. And he says that's what the Torah says. Ein apishnei Edom yokim dover. What does it mean, apishnei Edom yokim dover? Yokim dover, it gets validity through having Edom. And without Edom, there is no validity. However, says the Tzais, by a financial transaction, we don't really need the presence of the Edom. Because by financial transaction, because we have the principle of ados baldin kamei Edom, so the two principles in the transaction become the Edom. But by Dovah Sheba'erva, the two principles, because it's Chav Lachrina and other reasons, cannot be the Edom. And that's why we need other people, other Edom, to be the Edom to make that transaction complete.